我们今天我们先一起请大家来打开圣经，我们先一起来读今天我们要一起读的两处经文。
So we'll read two parts of the scripture verses first, and please open your Bible.
我们第一处是在路加福音。
First is in the book of Luke.
路加福音，我们要从14节念到20节。
Which chapter?
22.
Oh, well, Luke 22. Let's turn to Luke 22. We'll read from verse 14 to 20.
我们找到之后，我们就中英文，我们就一起念。
Once we find those verses, let's read in both Chinese and English together.
路加福音22:14，时候到了。
When the hour had come, he reclined at the table, and the apostles with him. And he said to them, I have earnestly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I shall never again eat it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God.And when he had taken a cup and given thanks, he said, Take this and share it among yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine from now on until the kingdom of God comes. And when he had taken some bread and given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, This is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me.And in the same way, he took the cup after they had eaten, saying, This cup which is poured out for you is the new covenant in my blood. But behold,
下面我们在另外一处是在希伯来书。
Then we'll read Hebrews.
希伯来书的第九章。
Hebrews 9.
我们要从第九章的11节念到15节。
We'll read from verse 11 to verse 15.
我们也是一样，我们找到之后就用中英文一起念。
We'll read in the same way, English and Chinese together. Once you find it.
希伯来书第九章十一节。
Hebrews 9:11. But when Christ appeared as a high priest of the good things to come, he entered through the greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, none of this creation, and not through the blood of goats and cows, but through his own blood, he entered the holy place once for all, having obtained eternal redemption. For if the blood of the goats and bulls and the ashes of the high first sprinkling those who have been defiled sanctified for the cleansing of the flesh, how much more will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without blemish to God, cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? For this reason, he is the mediator of a new covenant, so that since the death has taken place for the redemption of the transgressions that were committed under the first covenant, those who have been called may receive the promise of the eternal inheritance.
好，我们真是愿神祝福念他读他话语的人。
May the Lord bless those who read His words.
所以我们刚才我们点的第一处圣经是在路加福音22章。
So the first scripture verses we read was Luke 22.
这里我们知道是主耶稣就在他要上十字架之前的一个逾越节那天晚上。
That was on the Passover night before Jesus Christ went on the cross.
所以那天晚上的时候，我们今天特别注重点是在他后面讲的一句话，就是当他拿起杯来的时候。
So we'll pay special attention to the words that he said a little bit later portion when he took the cup.
因为这里说到，当饭后，主耶稣也照样拿起杯来。
Because it says after the supper he took the cup.
但说我们下面注意特别注意到他说的是什么。
Let's pay attention to what he said.
他说这杯。是用我血所立的新约。
He said, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood."
是为你们流出来的。
Which is poured out for you.
所以我们先注意一下，他当时是在，确实是在逾越节。
So notice that it was on the Passover night.
是逾越节，这是神吩咐以色列人要一定要遵守的一个节日。
Passover is a festival that the Lord.God had actually asked the Israelites to keep.
纪念要他们神要他们纪念神领他们出埃及。
To remember how God delivered them out of Egypt.
神领他们出埃及之后，神给他们设立了这个逾越节，叫他们一定要纪念。
And after God led them out of Egypt, God set up this Passover festival for them to remember that day.
所以, 主耶稣在那个, 可以说在那个逾越节上面, 他做了一个这样的宣告。
So Jesus on the Passover day made this proclamation.
也可以说是这样的一个启示给他们。
In other words, it was a revelation to them.
因为以色列人他们所一直纪念的这个逾越节所喝的杯，这个杯里面是主耶稣的血立了新约。
Because the cup that Israelites have been drinking on the Passover day, it was actually represent the new covenant in His blood.
当时我们并从四本福音书里面来，你可能看不出来当时这些门徒跟他一起在过逾越节的时候，他们的反应是如何。
You may not be able to tell from the four books of gospel how those disciples reacted to what he said.
他们可能还不是太清楚这次的逾越节他们过的和前面他们一起过的逾越节有什么不同。
They may not have known clearly what difference it was for this Passover compared to the previous ones they had.
但是我们相信他们知道将来神是要和他们要立以新约的。
But we believe that in the future, God was going to set a new covenant with them.
为什么呢？因为在圣经里面，在耶利米书里面，神已经提到他们要和以色列家要立一个新约。
Because in the Old Testament, in the book of Jeremiah, God already mentioned that in the later days, God will set a new covenant with the Israelites.
所以我们先。这里是第二个哈，所以我们先来看一处圣经是在讲到这个时候到的时候是有一个人要来和他们立一个新约。
So let's look at some Bible passages where they refer to when the time comes, there will be somebody who's going to set the new covenant.
所以是这样，是在耶利米书。
So let's look at Jeremiah.
我们可以打到这里看下面一张。
It's actually going to be on the PowerPoint projection. Next slide, please.
已经过了哈，不对，那个是没关系，再往后倒，从前开始一下，应该是先放在第三章，放第三章，你看，第三章。没有关系，是耶利米书，我们要如果看的话，你们翻圣经，你们看从看一下是在三十一节哈，三十一节。
So it is now projected. So it's Jeremiah 31:31.
这样说的，耶和华说，日子将到，我要与以色列家和犹太家另立新约。
The time is coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah.
那么耶和华继续借着耶利米这个先知继续说，他说不像我拉着他们的祖宗的手领他们出埃及地的时候与他们所立的约。
The Lord continued to say to the through Jeremiah, it will not be like the covenant I made with their forefathers when I took them by the hand to lead them out of Egypt.
然后神把他自己比作于是丈夫一样的，他说我虽做他们的丈夫，他们却背了我的约。
He kind of compared himself as their husband. He said, even though I was their husband, but they broke my covenant, although I was a husband to them.
然后耶和华又继续说，他说那些日子以后，我要与以色列家所乃立的一个新约是这样的。
The Lord continued to say that after that, those days, the new covenant that I will put in their law is going to be like this.
然后呢，我们下面一张片就是，我就把三十三节的后面一段写出来就是主神要和他们立的新约是什么样的新约。
So then there is the new covenant God was going to set with the house of Israel. It's described in verse 33.
他说，我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民。
I will put my law in their minds. I will be their God, and they will be my people.
所以对犹太人来讲，他们在每一次过逾越节纪念的时候，他们是知道 神要和他们立一个新约。
So to the Israelites, they really do know that God is going to have a new covenant with them.
但他们不知道的，就是这个立新约的已经来了，在他面前，他们却不知道。
What they don't know is that they don't know the one who is represents the new covenant has already come.
那么，像我先稍微中间插曲一下，那么对我们这些所谓的外邦人来，这个。可以说是我们的第一个约。
So for us Gentiles, we can say this is our first covenant.
因为我们以前与神在旧约上是没有份的。
Because prior to this, we had no relationship with God in various covenants.
但我们先后面会讲这个，我们先继续下去。那么我们下面要看到，那么主耶稣他特别讲到是立的新约，但是用什么立的新约？是用他的血立的新约。
So we'll talk more about that later, but now let's look at this new covenant in Jesus' blood. It is specifically in Jesus' blood that they had the new covenant.
主耶稣当讲这些话的时候，对他的门徒来讲，特别是他们的门徒都是犹太人，他们应该也不陌生。
When Jesus said that those words to the disciples, who were mostly Jewish people, they were not like foreign to those words.
因为他们知道他们在他们的祖先摩西在带他们出埃及的时候，他那个时候立了这样的一个约。
Because they knew the covenant that they God had with them when God led them out of Egypt.
所以耶稣讲的是新约，是介于前面他们在出埃及的时候立第一个立的约而讲的。
So the new covenant Jesus is talking about is in relationship to that old covenant that God had them when He led them out of Egypt.
所以我们可以看一下那个他们当时那个约是怎么立的。
So we can take a look at how the initial covenant was set.
所以我们再看下一章那个片子哈，是我们是在那个出埃及记二十四章里面特别提到。
So let's look at Exodus 24, how the covenant was.
那么摩西他在这里讲第六节，二十四章的第六节到第八节，这里讲到了摩西用血来立了一个约。
So Exodus 24:6-8 talked about how Moses used the blood to establish the covenant.
所以这个时候已经是摩西。神叫摩西把以色列人都带出来，已经带了带出来之后，在西乃山给他们有这样的一些立约。
That was the time when God had already led the Israelites out of Egypt, and they were at Mount Sinai, and so they started to do this.
所以第六节在这里是这样说的：摩西将血的一半盛在盆中，另外一半呢撒在坛上。
So verse 6 says, Moses took half of the blood and put it on in bowls, and the other half he sprinkled on the altar.
然后呢，第七节又将约书就是这个约约书念给百姓听，他们说，耶和华所吩咐的，我们都遵行。
Verse 7 says, Then he took the book of the covenant and read it to the people. They responded, We will do everything the Lord has said. We will obey.
第八节摩西将血洒在百姓的身上，说：“你看，这是立约的血，是耶和华按这一切话与你们立约的凭据。”
Verse 8 said, Moses then took the blood, sprinkled it on the people, and said, "This is the blood of the covenant that the Lord has made with you in accordance with all these words."
所以我们他们也犹太人也知道立约是要用血来立的。
So the Israelites knew that a covenant needed to be made with blood.
所以主耶稣在这里说，这个约，这个新约是用他的血立的新约。
So here Jesus told the disciples that the new covenant is made in His blood.
但我们当中，我们都基本上都是没有犹太人在我们当中哈。
So of course, among us, I don't think we have any Jewish people.
所以你看，我们如果讲的话耶稣所做的。不都是跟着犹太人吗？不是都在犹太人在里面。
So when we look at this on the surface, it looks like what Jesus did was all between him and the Jewish people.
就像摩西那时候一样，与神立约，也是神和以色列人、犹太人所立的约。
And just like what Moses did, he made the covenant between God and the Israelites.
所以我们再看下一章。那么我们叫什么呢？我们叫做被他们犹太人称作我们叫外邦人。
we'll look at the next chapter, next slide. We are called Gentiles, according to the Jewish people.
难道我们主耶稣他立约的血也是跟我们有份吗？
Does the blood of Jesus, the covenant, has anything to do with us?
我们讲到这个外邦人，我们现在听起来可能不是那么刺耳，但是你要读圣经的话，你看到他们看外邦人是什么样的人。
Right now, we don't feel the word Gentiles have any negative connotations, but if you read the Bible, you know in the old days, the Jewish people, how they look on those Gentiles.
因为他们知道他们跟神是有约的，其他的人跟神没有任何的关系，没有任何的约。
Is they felt like they are the ones who have a covenant with God. None of those other peoples and Gentiles had that privilege.
或者换句话说，我们其他人都是属于野人一样的。
So all the other people are like salvage people.
就是或者换句话说，可能都没有文化，没有教育，反正是就是相当于就比较低下的哈，比较低下的。
So in other words, these other people, Gentiles, are low rank people without education, without any privileges.
所以我们才会说，难道主耶稣所做的这一切都是只是为了犹太人吗？
So that's why sometimes we wonder, well, did God, Jesus do all this just for the Jewish people?
所以那么我们看，我们怎么样，我们这些外邦人被称作外邦人的人以前和神的诸约根本就没有份的人，我们怎么会在这个新约当中我们也被遮盖了呢？
So we Gentiles, those of us who never had anything to do with God in the Old Testament, how come now in the blood of Jesus we're able to be covered as well?
特别是对我们老中来讲，我们常常好像是认为我们是在佛教的这个神的下面，好像。
Especially for us Chinese, we kind of are used to our culture is used to the Buddhism, and we're under God of the Buddhas.
特别看到，但耶稣这是洋人的教哈，这是洋人的东西。
So it often feels like Jesus is a God of foreigners.
所以你如果读圣经的话，你知道马太福音第二十八章是最后一章。
So especially when you read the Bible, you know in Matthew 28, the last chapter in the book of Matthew.
在这里我们知道主耶稣他是在复活之后，他和他的门徒在约定的山上讲了下面的这句话。
After Jesus was resurrected, he went to this appointed mountain to talk to his disciples and said,
他说天上地上的权柄都赐给我了。
All authority has been given to me on earth and in heaven.
所以他要他的门徒说去，要万民成为他的门徒。
Go and make disciples of all nations.
所以你就注意特别到在这里讲到万民。
So especially pay attention to here, all nations.
万民就包括了我们所有的世上的所有的人。
Including all the people on this earth.
所以我们就在他的约当中了。
So that's why we're now under his covenant.
所以你还记得我们大家都非常熟悉的约翰福音三章十六节。
So you all remember the familiar verse, John 3:16?
是神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切凡相信的不至灭亡，反得永生。
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
所以从这个话我们大家都很熟，有的时候都会背哈。
So we're all very familiar with this verse and we can recite it.
当我们在讲这些的时候，我们是不是知道是因着主耶稣立了这样的一个新约？
But when we talk about this verse, do we really know it is because of the new covenant in Jesus' blood?
而且是用他的血立的新约。
And it is made, the covenant it was made by his blood.
对犹太人讲确实是新约，但对我们来讲也是神立给我们的立的第一个约。
To the Jewish people, yes, it is a new covenant, but to us, it is the first covenant that we have with God.
也可以说是最后的一个约。
Or it's the you can also say it's the last covenant.
因为主耶稣的血只能献一次。
Because Jesus' blood could only be given once.
因为你读到我们刚才读的希伯来书，你就能知道为什么。
Because we just read the book from verses from the book of Hebrew, and we would understand why.
实际上，你看所有的福音书里面四章，你能找到很多很多地方，我们主耶稣他是把我们所都 每一个人，不管是犹太人也好，是外邦人也好，都已经放在他的心中，他要来拯救我们。
Many places in the four books of gospel, you will find that Jesus has already put the Gentiles, all of us, in his heart.
还有一处我们可以啊，就是也比较很明显的地方，也是约翰福音在第十章。
Another place that is fairly obvious is recorded in John chapter 10.
也是十六节，它是十六节，它那个前面是三章十六节，这个是十章十六节。
So it's in John 10:16.
因为主耶稣在这说到，他是在跟他的门徒讲的时候，他特别说到，我另外还有羊是不在这个圈里的。
Because Jesus was talking to his disciples, and he specifically said, I have other sheep that's not in this fold.
因为他们听我的声音。
They hear my voice.
所以我要领他们来到一起，来到合到这个圈里一起。
And they will become one flock with one shepherd.
就归于一个牧人。
To become under one shepherd.
所以你知道主耶稣啊，一直我们所有的人，包括外邦人，完全一直是在他的心目中。
So we, including all the Gentiles, are always in Jesus' heart.
所以谈不上什么我们这个耶稣是洋人的洋人的神，或者是不是我们中国人的神。
So it's not true that Jesus is only God of the foreigners and not of Chinese people.
当然我认识到这一点也不是说我一上来就认识到哈。
Of course, I didn't understand this point when I first encountered Christianity either.
所以就想到可以说二十九年前。
I recall 29 years ago.
那个时候我是在澳大利亚哈。
When I was still in Australia.
所以今年我们也真是有机会和全家一起。全家一起我们再回到澳大利亚。
So this year, actually, our whole family had the opportunity to go back to Australia.
所以真的讲到我们这次再回到澳大利亚，也是我们要感谢女儿和女婿他们精心的安排，让我们全家有完成了一次。我一直是我心愿里面一次，我们说还要再回到澳大利亚去一次。
So going back to Australia is really a dream that's been in my heart for a long time. So we want to specifically thank our daughter and son-in-law that they made very good arrangements so that we can make this trip come true.
因为我一直是跟他们讲，我说我要带你们去回到澳大利亚去。那个时候我一个人在那边，我说一定要带你们一起回去回去一次。
Because I kept telling them for years that I wanted to bring you all go back to Australia. Because at that time I was there alone.
我太太常常会说你是一直是打雷，从来不下雨哈。
My wife would always say, "Oh, you only have thunders, but without rain."
所以这次我们女儿她一直知道我的心意，所以安排了精心安排一次回去。
So my daughter knows my dream and my heart, and so she made such a wonderful arrangement and plans that we were able to go on this trip together as a family.
因为什么我要讲到，我一直想到回到那个澳大利亚那个地方去再看一看。
Why did I want to go back to the land of Australia again to look visit?
因为我在那里听到了主耶稣的名字。
Because that's where I first heard the name of Jesus.
是这样，我们在那里，我那个时候是在悉尼大学哈。
I was in the Sydney University of Sydney.
和大家和做访问学者，但是和一些其他的中国人的学生住在一起。
As a visiting scholar, and I was living with some Chinese students.
那时候我们都忙于自己手中的工作。
We were all busy with the work that we had.
跟我住的很多人，他们也都是从上海过来，他们忙于打工哈。
Many who lived with me were from Shanghai, and they were busy working part-time jobs.
我记得有一次是星期六的早上，他有人来敲门。
One Saturday morning, somebody knocked on our door.
我现在知道是这种传福音的人哈，他们拿着圣经，拿着单张，要来给我们。
Now I understand those were people who spread gospels, so they were holding the Bible and with some flyers to hand out to give to us.
然后呢，我们有一起同住的人，他们开了门。
So some of my roommates opened the door.
所以他们进来就要跟我们讲耶稣。
So they came to tell us about Jesus.
当然我的一些同住的这些室友他就跟我说，你跟他说因为是我租的房子哈，是我相当于房主人啊，他说你跟他说我们是信佛教的。
So because I was the one who rented the house, so I was like the head of the household. So some of my roommates asked me to tell them that we believe in Buddhism.
所以他们跟我讲，他说他们很相信宗教自由，所以他们一定就不会再来了。
And they said, well, because these people all believe in religious freedom, so they won't come again if you tell them you're Buddhist.
所以我就跟他们讲了，我说我们是信佛教的哈，所以哦，他们说好好好，你信佛教，那我们就也留几个单张在这边，你们有空的时候看一看。
So I actually did tell them that we believe in Buddhism, and so they said, oh, okay, then we'll just leave a few flyers to you, and you might have some time to look at them.
后来他们就再也没来。
So they never came again.
但是我心里面就非常的不安。
But I was kind of not at ease.
我说我变成了佛教，但我一对佛教一点都不懂。
So how come I become a Buddhist? I know nothing about Buddhism.
因为我在小时候的时候，我就看见那个文化大革命的时候，那些菩萨啊，都是泥做的，都被红卫兵打得啊碎碎的哈。
Because I remember when I was younger and in China, it was during the Cultural Revolution years, and those Buddhist images and were broken because those were made with clays, and so they were broken by those red soldiers.
所以我那时候啊，心里面非常佩服啊，毛泽东哈，说竟敢把这些东西全部砸掉了，因为看上去实在是可怕。我说应该都把它砸掉。
So I was actually in awe of Mao Zedong because he was able to ask people to just break all those images, those terrible looking images.
但是我现在我变成了佛教，我说我一定要了解了解到底是佛教什么东西，以后万一别人问起来，我什么都说不出来。
Then at the time, and since I said I was a Buddhist, I thought, well, I had to understand a little bit what Buddhism is about. Otherwise, if people ask me about it, I know nothing about it.
所以有一次，真的有一次机会哈，真的有机会。我现在知道，因为一定是神在里面带领。有一次机会，有一个从马来西亚来的人来，他说：“你周末好像有空吗？我带你去佛堂。”
So one time, there's this opportunity that now I look upon. In retrospect, I felt like it was God's arrangement. But anyway, at that time, there was somebody who came from Malaysia, asked me, say, oh, do you have time on this weekend that I'll take you to a Buddhism temple?
所以那是在郊区，我们还要乘火车过去哈。
It's in a suburb, so we had to take the train.
我非常高兴，我说好，这次有机会了，我要真的了解一下到底是什么佛教，我至少还能讲出来哈。
I was glad because, well, then I would have the opportunity to know about Buddhism more, and then at least I would know and be able to tell us if asked.
所以我们到了，乘了火车到了，实际上是个郊区，就有点像我们这边可能是像 Bellevue 啊、伊萨卡这种地方，但是一个单个的住家，是一个比较大的一个非常好的一个房子。
So I went to the suburb, went to this Buddhist place, but actually it's like a regular house, a big, pretty big house, and like in the residence.
我们进去的时候，我们也看见很多好像妇女在里面准备饭食，哈，准备饭食。
We saw when we entered, we saw a lot of women preparing for food.
然后他那个时候带我去的人说，他说他们师傅现在还没有来，还没有回来，我们要等等他。
The person who took me there said, well, the master hasn't returned yet, so we need to wait.
所以他也带我参观了一下他们的地方，其中去看了一个他们摆设的佛堂。
So he gave me a tour around the place, and including a small kind of sanctuary with the Buddhism image.
对，具体的什么像我现在是记不住，反正是有一个像，他告诉我怎么样的要五体投地的要来拜，他说。
So I don't remember exactly how the image looked like, but he said he basically told me how to actually prostrate before that Buddhism the image to worship.
但是我的脑子里面就出来，因为这些东西都是土做的，我看到过他打碎的时候什么样子哈。我说怎么能这样子五体投地拜？我们特别是文化大革命出来的人，我们是天不怕地不怕，哪有拜这些东西的啊？
But I remember clearly at that time I was thinking in my heart that how can I prostrate down and worship this clay-made image, because I clearly remember how it was broken in China by those red guards, and it was useless. How can I, especially those of us who came from mainland China, we are afraid of nothing. heaven, there's no heaven or earth that we are afraid of. How come I can worship that?
所以带我去的人，我又不记得他到底有跟我讲些什么东西，反正我脑子里面都不记得。但是呢，就是到了吃饭的时候了，那个他说师父回来了，我们一起吃饭。
So I don't remember more details about what that person told me. But then the master came about lunchtime, and so we were about to have lunch together.
后来在吃饭的时候，我就注意到他们跟我说，只能是吃素，然后呢，连葱和素里面葱和大蒜都不能吃。
During lunchtime, they told me we should all eat vegetable stuff only, and even among the vegetarian food, you cannot eat onion, green onion, or garlic.
所以他说这些都是犯冲的东西，都会挑起你的里面的欲望啊，什么这些方面的东西。
Because those are kind of forbidden food, because they would arouse your desires for the world.
当我一听到这个时候，我心想。哎，我们当时都是穷学生在外面。我们当时去，我要跟我女儿讲，我们去买菜的地方是什么？专门等到那个菜市场快要结束的时候，然后就一块钱可以买一大包，全是鱼哈。
Well, we were all very poor students at that time, so I told my daughter that I often went to those marketplaces at just before closing time, so that they had very cheap food, like you can have $1 to buy a bunch of fish.
就一块钱只要买一大袋都可以，你往里面塞都可以哈。
Yeah, so $1 will buy you a whole bag of fish.
那个蔬菜是很贵的哈，蔬菜很贵。
And vegetables were expensive.
我说这个看来说我是做不到。
So I thought, I asking me not to eat any, I can't do that.
然后吃完饭了之后，那个他介绍我认识师傅哈，就到他的办公室去了。
So after lunch, my friend told me to meet the master, and so we went into his office.
因为我确实想知道了解佛教哈。
So I really did want to understand better about Buddhism.
所以他带我进去之后，我就看到他旁边先是一个电脑，先一个电脑放在一个书桌上面。
After I went into his office, I noticed a computer on his desk.
然后呢，旁边床上放了一个打坐的。
Beside that, there's a little bed with a mat meditation mat.
所以进去的时候也房间非常简单。进去之后我实际上就问他，我要问他，我说你能不能跟我讲讲这个你们讲的佛是什么意思？
So the room is very simply set, and so after I entered, I just asked him what Buddhism meant. Yeah.
那他根本不理我，他就直接跟我说他已经知道我是从悉尼大学过来。他说你知道你的数学一定会很好，能不能帮助我们这里孩子来做补习班？
Well, he didn't answer my question directly. Instead, he said, well, I know you come from the University of Sydney, so your math must be very good. How about you start a tutorial, tutoring class for children here?
后来我当时心想，哇，这个真是现代和尚哈，真是现代和尚，还有电脑呢，还有。
So I thought to myself, well, this is really modern monk, because he even has a computer.
后来你知道我们中国人都不会说不好，我说好的好的好的。
Well, you know, we Chinese have a difficult time to say no, so I just answered him, okay, I will.
所以我们的讲话是非常短。
So our conversation was very short.
但我这次去没有得到任何关于佛教的东西。
I didn't get any knowledge about Buddhism.
然后我们在乘那个火车回去的时候，就带我去的，他跟我一起乘火车的时候。
So then we went back home by train, and on the train, my friend.
因为他跟我说，他说看来你是对我们这个好像一点都没有兴趣的。
My friend told me, looks like you don't have any interest in what we do.
但他说，但你知道吗？他说那个耶稣是很有问题的。
But you know, Jesus actually has a lot of problems.
我那个时候根本也不知道耶稣，他就跟我说耶稣很有问题。
But actually, I didn't know about Jesus either. But he told me Jesus has a lot of problems.
他说他讲的其中圣经有一段，他讲到他根本是空白，没有讲耶稣从小的时候，然后到大，到了出来的时候那一段是在干什么。
As he said, you know, in the Bible, there's actually a blank period of time that the Bible didn't record anything about what Jesus did. It's like after his birth.
当然，我一点也不懂圣经，也没听过，所以我们这个话没法继续下去。
So because I never read Bible and I didn't know anything about Jesus either, so we couldn't really continue that conversation.
所以这个事就到了这里结束。
So that event ended.
但是这个耶稣的名字就在我的心里。
But the name of Jesus got into my heart.
我说我一定要发现这个耶稣到底什么问题。
I thought I'd need to find out what problems.
所以我们长话短说，然后我到了美国来读书，之后也有朋友带我到教会里面去。
So to make a long story short, I later came to the United States to study, and some friends took me to church.
确实去学习了圣经。
And I studied the Bible.
但带我去的朋友跟我说，我们就借着这个圣经呢，我们是学英文啊，不一定你一定要相信这个东西。他说。
And the friend who took me to church actually told me, we're just studying the Bible in order to learn English. You don't need to believe in the theology.
所以当时我们也是一样，我也是虽然去了，但是也没有真正的读进去。
So similarly, even though I went, I really didn't take in God's word.
我当然也没有找到到底耶稣什么问题。
And I didn't find out what problems Jesus actually had.
然后我在心里面就说，等到我毕业，我找到工作，没有再有其他的顾虑的时候，我一定来了解，知道耶稣到底什么问题。
I told myself, once I graduated and find a job and with no more problems, then I'll come back to find out what problems Jesus had.
后来就在93年，我在汽车站等汽车上班的时候，第二天来到西雅图上班的时候，就被教会的一位弟兄立刻告诉我说到这里来聚会。
Then in 1993, one day when I was waiting for a bus on my way to work, I met a brother from ECCC who invited me to church.
所以我自己也想到，我自己说的跟神讲，等到我有工作之后，没有再有任何生活上的顾虑之后，我一定要来了解他，到底他的什么问题在哪里。
And I remembered my promise to myself that after I have the job and with no more life problems, concerns for life, then I would come to church and find out what kind of problems Jesus had.
所以也就是真是神的恩典，也就在那一年93年的11月份感恩节我还和敏彤一起，我们受洗归入主的名下。
So by the grace of God, praise Him, that on the Thanksgiving Day of 1993, I, along with Brother Ming Xiong, I got baptized and became a child of Jesus.
那个时候还是没有找出任何耶稣的问题。
And by then, I still hadn't found out any problems of Jesus.
但是我们从现在一次一次的慢慢的更加清楚，他确确实实是我们的主，不再是外国人的耶稣。
Of course, over time, I've learned more and more about how Jesus Christ is truly our Lord and not only the Lord of foreigners.
所以我真是回顾，为什么我说回到澳大利亚，回顾这一段历程哈，一段历程是29年。
So when I went back to Australia to revisit my experience 29 years ago.
所以很多地方都变化，都变了。
Things have changed so much everywhere I went.
然后当时我还跟女儿说，我们一定要找到我当时要住的地方。
So I did tell my daughters, I have to find out where I lived, the place I lived.
那大学是找到了，我那个系也找到了，竟然那个系所有的房子一点都没变。
I found the university where I was at, and I found the department as well. Amazingly, that department, the building didn't change at all.
虽然里面的人包括教授都换了，但是那个原来的样子全部在那里，都没有装修过。
Even though the people were different, all the professors were different, but the building was exactly the same, not even renovated.
所以我带着海波，然后带着女儿、女婿还有儿子，我们一起到了那个系里面看一看。然后呢，我说想从这个学校这里出发，找回我当时怎么走到学校来的路，能够找到我住的地方。
So I took Hai Bo and my daughter, my son, my son-in-law, and we went through the building and said, I wanted to find out the way I actually took, that it took from my living place at that time to the workplace and trying to find the living place.
确实时间很长了，已经29年了哈。
So since it's been 29 long years.
但是呢，我们就实际上真的就没找到，沿着路越走越走，我们女儿就说，爸爸，你怎么住这种地方啊？
So I actually wasn't able to find the path leading to the place I lived. The longer we went into there, and my daughter would say, oh, this is a weird place. Why are you living in such a strange place?
对，我跟她说，我们学生都是住这种地方啊。
And so I told her that, yeah, we were poor students. We were all living here in this kind of place.
所以我感觉上实际上 华大没有比我们那方好到哪里去哈。华大的学生宿舍的，不学生宿舍，就是他们一个个单个住家的那些宿舍的地方了哈。
I actually think those residential places around the UW campus is not any better than what we had.
但是我们最后还是走到了一个火车站，那火车站我是熟悉的。那个火车站就是我们每次星期天要去买菜的时候，要乘那个火车到那个悉尼的中心。
We finally went to this train station. That's when I used to like go from there to the every weekend and to go to the downtown Sydney in order to buy groceries and stuff.
所以给他们的感觉，给孩子们感觉说，哇，这块实在不安全呐、啊。
So the impression the kids had was that, oh, this is really an unsafe place. We should leave sooner rather than later.
但是啊、真正的就是我确实是在那个地方。属耶稣的名被我听见。
But it was indeed in that place that I heard the name of Jesus.
所以主耶稣不再是光是犹太人的主，乃是我们所有人的主。
So he was not only the Lord of the Jewish people, but also the Lord of all nations.
所以主耶稣他的立约的血这个新约是用他的血立的新约。
So the new covenant was made in the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ.
如果你比较一下，在旧约里面，耶利米书讲的是做神的子民。
So if you compare, with a book of Jeremiah when he said, God's people were, Israelites were to be God's people.
是在这个约下面哈。
It was under the covenant.
那么我们如今是在主耶稣的新约里面。
Today, in the new covenant of Jesus Christ,
主耶稣要的是门徒。
We are disciples.
他说叫万民去成为他的门徒。
He want to make disciples of all nations.
所以你也可以知道，在神的心目中，他的子民就是主耶稣的门徒。
So you know, in God's heart, His people are the disciples of Jesus.
所以我们真是。我们现在真是可以说有福的，我们没有经历过旧约这些的难处。
So we are really blessed people. We never had to experience the difficulties of the people in the Old Testament.
所以我们直接被呼召要成为主的门徒。
And we're called directly to be disciples of the Lord.
这就是我们常常为什么我们要愿意来献上感谢的地方。
That's why we should always be willing to give thanks to our God.
所以他是要和我们建立起来一个这样的关系，是用血建立起来的关系。
He wants to have a good relationship with us through his blood.
所以他是我们的主，我们是他的子民，是他的门徒。
He's our Lord, and we are His people, His disciples.
在我还年轻的时候，还没有认识主、没得救的时候，我非常崇拜这些英雄人物哈。
When I was young, before I knew Lord Jesus Christ, and I admired greatly those heroes.
特别一个是在三国里面的，三国里面他们有三个人在桃园结义哈。
Especially those three people written in the Chinese novel Three Kings, and so when the three brothers who actually they kind of made a covenant to be brothers.
他们我觉得他们是非常的潇洒哈。
I always felt those were such free people.
他们用他们自己的血立约说，他们不求同月同日同年生，但他们只求同年同月同日死。
So they made a covenant among the three of them with their own blood and saying, we don't ask for being born on the same date and same month and year, but we want to be dying on the same date and month and year.
但是当我认识主了之后，我真正的羡慕就是圣经里面所讲到的这些圣徒们。
After I came to know Jesus Christ, now I really admire those apostles and good disciples of the saints written in the Bible.
特别是包括旧约里面的也是一样这么多这么忠心的人。
In both the New Covenant and in the New Testament and the Old Testament, recorded those wonderful people who are faithful to God.
所以我也特别喜欢但以理书。
So I especially like the book of Daniel.
跟他有好像我们有觉得很多地方可以 是他成为我的榜样的地方，作为人来讲啊。
I feel like in many ways he can be my example, as a human being.
所以里面其中大家可能还记得其中提到但以理的有三个朋友。
You remember there are three friends of Daniel?
因为在那个时候那个王尼布甲尼撒王他也是别人跟他讲要他建立一个大的像要别人来拜。
Because King Nebuchadnezzar took the advice of someone to make a huge image of himself, asking people to worship him.
所以但是这个但以理的他三个朋友没有向这个下拜。
But the three friends of Daniel refused to do that.
因为他这个条例颁布的条例说，只要当音乐一响的时候，每个人都要向这个大的像来拜。
Because the law, the decree was issued by the king that whenever the music started, then all should bow down to worship the image.
所以这位三位朋友但以理三位朋友，他们被告。告到这个王这里说他们没有下拜。
So these three friends of Daniel didn't worship, bow down to worship, the king's image. So other people accused them of disobeying, the king's decree.
所以这是描述在但以理书第三章哈，第三章。
So that's, recorded in the book of Daniel in chapter 3.
所以那个尼布甲尼撒王就说好，把他们三个人一起招来，然后叫音乐响起来。要他们三个人，你在这里拜一下，我就可以放你走。
So Nebuchadnezzar told them and say, "Well, let's ask these people to come to me, and we just let them do it in front of me. That once when the music starts, they should bow down and to worship the image. Then I'll let you go free."
但是这三个人他们不拜。
But these three people refused to do that.
然后你不讲一下王说，我要就把你扔到火坑里面去。
So Nebuchadnezzar told them that I would throw you into the fire.
然后是第三章的十六节是这么说，他们三个人是这样回答这个王的。
And then recorded in Daniel 3:16, it says these three people answered to Nebuchadnezzar the king.
他是这样说，他说尼布甲尼撒，这件事我们不必回答你。第十七节，即便如此，我们所侍奉的神能将我们从烈火的窑中救出来，王啊。他也必救我们脱离你的手。第十八节，既或不然，王啊，你当知道，我们绝不侍奉你的神，也不敬拜你所立的金像。
So verse 16 says the three replied to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to defend ourselves before you in this matter. Verse 17.If it be so, our God who we serve is able to deliver us from the furnace of blazing fire, and he will deliver us out of your hand, O king. Verse 18. But even if he does not, let it be known to you, O king, that we are not going to serve your gods or worship the golden image that you have set up.
所以你看到这三个人面对可以说被扔入火中，他们跟这个王讲，他们不会侍奉他和他的金像。
So you can see these three people, even though they were faced with this trial of the danger of being thrown into the furnace of blazing fire, they told the king Nebuchadnezzar that they would not worship the image.
所以你可以知道他们和神是怎么样的一个关系，他们是非常非常的忠心于神。
So you know they have such a wonderful relationship with God, they're so faithful to God.
所以当然后面的故事大家也都知道哈。
So then the story afterwards, you know that.
然后我们知道，我们主耶稣他不但立了这样的一个新约，用他的血，他已经成为了我们的中保。
So Christ is not only like giving us the new covenant, but also he is the mediator of the new covenant.
所以中保的话，我们就说相当于一个中间的一个保证人。
So he is the guarantor, the mediator.
所以他。而且是用他自己的血付上的代价。
And he paid the price with his own blood.
因为我们知道，我们人的罪只有靠血才能洗净。
We know that our sins could only be cleansed by blood.
所以这就是我们前面刚才读到的希伯来书的时候，特别读到的这些经文里面讲到我们主耶稣的血的宝贵。
That's why we read those verses from the book of Hebrew about how precious Jesus's blood was.
然后就第九章的第十五节的前面一部分。
So Hebrews 9:15.
他说为此讲主耶稣为此 他做了新约的中保。
For this reason, Christ is the mediator of a new covenant.
而且这个中保不但在是不只是限于犹太人的中保，乃是我们可以说是万民的中保。
And he is not just a mediator of the Jewish people, but also of all nations.
而且我们知道主耶稣啊，为了我们的益处，他设立了他的桌。
And for our own sake, for the benefit of us believers, that Jesus set up the Lord's table.
所以或者说另一句话我们常常用的叫圣餐，圣餐的聚会。
And another name of the Lord's table is Holy Communion.
那主耶稣说要如此行，为的是纪念我，就纪念他，主耶稣。
And Jesus said, do this in remembrance of me.
所以我们今天早上在这之前，我们是十点钟在这里是有一个薄饼的聚会来纪念我们的主。
So this morning, before our worship time, we had the Holy Communion to remember our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以这个主啊，不但是犹太人的主，是也是万民的主，是包括我们众老中的主一样。
So Jesus is not only the Lord of the Jewish people, but also the Lord of all nations, including we Chinese.
只要你愿意来到主的面前，愿意与他这个约有份。
As long as you're willing to come before the Lord, you want to have a relationship with this new covenant.
所以我们知道，我们如果真正的来到面前，我们就当遵守他一切的命令和他一切的约。
So when we come approach God's throne, we need to obey all the commandments and follow all that the new covenant called for.
所以主耶稣他设立的这个桌，要我们一起来纪念他。
So that's why Jesus set up this Lord's table so that we can do this in remembrance of him.
他给了我们有这样的一个机会，让我们能够来回应神对我们的爱。
He gave us this opportunity for us to respond to his love.
借着我们薄饼啊，来纪念我们的主，来回应他对我们的爱。
Through the breaking of the bread and the drinking of the cup, that we are able to respond to the love that God gave us.
所以我们常常会说，我们知道神爱我们。
So we often say we know God loves us.
那么我们是否也应该有回应？我们是否也应该要爱神呢？
So should we respond to God's love? Should we love God more?
所以这就是一个让我们来到尊主名，遵照他的话语来行的时候，我们就是爱他。
That's why.It is by doing God's will and in His name and obeying His commandments that we can show that we love Him.
我们愿意和他的身体、和他的饼、和他的血、立约的血有份。
We want to have a relationship with His body, His blood, and the new covenant in the blood.
可以说在，如果我们讲到使徒行传的时候，我就记得他们那个时候薄饼是他们每天都要薄饼来纪念主的。
We remember recorded in the book of Acts that the disciples and apostles at that time broke bread daily.
然后再到后面一点，慢慢那个时候到了天主教的时候，大概十五世纪的时候有些他们天主教的掌控说，你们平民平信徒只能吃这个饼，但不能喝这个杯。
And later, gradually in according to the Roman Catholic in the 15th century, that some of the priests in the Catholic Church would say only the priests could drink the cup and the normal people cannot.
Yeah. 所以呢，有一部分人他们确实读圣经的，他们知道不是这样的，应该跟我们和主的立约的杯是有份的。
But some who read the Bibles themselves and studied the Bibles and understood that that was not true, we all have a relationship with God.
他们为着能和主的杯有份，他们宁愿出去到山上，到其他地方，他们愿意一起来薄饼喝杯来纪念主。
So in order to have they actually personally are able to take the cup, they'd rather separate from the Catholic Church and went to the mountains and to drink the cup and took the bread themselves.
所以我们也看到历届的圣徒，他们对 主的身体对主的立约的血是非常的珍贵和宝贵。
So we can see that the saints over the generations really cherished the blood and the bread, the body of Jesus Christ.
我也真的非常的感谢主，我自从我在这里受洗得救之后，我们一直是在主的饼主的桌上面有份。这个。
So I'm also really grateful that ever since I was baptized here in this church, that I have always been able to partake in the Lord's table.
我们这里的许多的老姐妹老弟兄们在这里做了非常好的榜样，一直在这个侍奉里面是非常的忠心。
There are lots of elderly brothers and sisters in this church who set really great examples for us. They're faithful in observing the Lord's table, the Holy Communion.
我们除了每个月第一次有这样的薄饼聚会，我们其他的三个礼拜实际上也是有是在九点钟开始。
Besides the 10 o'clock Holy Communion on the first Sunday morning each month, we also actually have Holy Communion every Sunday at 9 o'clock.
而且我们特别有意义的是，我们这些已经是成为主的身体的，我们在一起来纪念他。
What's especially meaningful is that we who are already the body of Christ, we gather together to remember our Lord.
献上我们的感恩，我们一起献上我们的感恩。
To give thanks together to God.
我们也彼此的接纳。
And we accept each other, receive
each other.
因为主
他就是呢爱的源头。
Because God is the source of love.
如果我们和他这个爱的源头接上的时候，
If we are connected with the source of the love,
我们就能活出来主耶稣要我们活出的命令。
Then we're able to live out the commandments that God gave us.
要彼此相爱。
To love one another.
因为主耶稣说，只有这样，人们才知道我们是他的门徒。
Because God said, only by doing that would people know that you are my disciples.
所以我们的参加薄饼聚会，这也是我们一起在主面前的见证。
So partaking the Lord's table is also our testimony for Jesus.
我们也见证，不但他爱我们，我们也一样也爱我们的主。
We testify that not only God loves us, we also love God.
也向世人做见证说，我们要成为他的门徒。
We testify in front of the world that we are want to be his disciples.
就像但以理的三个朋友一样说，我们单单的侍奉他。
Just like the three friends of Daniel when they said, we only want to serve God.
我们也是在薄饼中，我们彼此的鼓励激励，让我们能够跟随主耶稣走这条得胜的道路。
While we take the bread and the cup, we encourage each other to follow Jesus Christ on this path.
也特别是我们教会今年，我们今年有个主题哈。
And this year, our church's theme is.
现在是十二月份了，但我们的主题，我们是在年初的时候是讲的。
It's already December now. In the beginning of the year, we had a theme. We set out a theme for our church.
因为我们说我们要迎接我们的主再回来，来接我们。
We wanted to receive our Lord's second coming.
如果要我们主早点的回来的话，我们一定要都装备整齐了。
Because if we want to receive our waiting and welcome our God's return, then we need to be fully adorned.
就好像是新娘在迎接新郎回来一样的装备整齐，要准备好了。
Just like the bride getting ready, fully adorned to receive the coming of the groom.
所以我们的主题就是教会就像新妇一样的装备整齐，迎接主的再来。
So our theme is that the church will be fully adorned like a bride and waiting for the coming of the bridegroom Jesus.
当然，虽然这个主题现在已经到十二月，但是我想这个是和我们后面一直的功课，一直的主题。
Even though it is already December now, but I know this theme is a continuous theme for us.
好，下面我们再看一下我来结束，就是用主自己的一句话是在启示录里面。
Then I would end with God's own words in the book of Revelation.
主说，他说是启示录的二十二章。
And Revelation 22.
十二节。
12.
看哪，我必快来，赏罚在我，要照个人所行的报应他。
Behold, I am coming soon. My reward is with me, and I will give to everyone according to what he has done.
我们 愿我们每一位在这里在座的，我们不但得到他的恩典，而且我们要遵他的旨意而行。
We hope everyone here would not only receive His grace, but also follow His commandments.
我们要做一个讨神喜悦的人。
We want to be one who's pleasing to God.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.